today. It's the first Monday of September, and that's always the time, or it has been since the Labor Day law was enacted. The first observance of Labor Day took place on September 5th, 1882. So you can do the math. It's been something that evolved from the working class, the Industrial Revolution. Excuse me, that was kind of what was going on in the 1880s in America. Railroads, that sort of thing, hard work, and success. So how does that translate into the fast food workers on strike last week? Is that the best example we can come up with? American labor working hard for the money and having something to show for it. I don't know. I have several feelings about that that may or may not have merit. I just think that when you work for something, you ought to work for something or at something that you have passion for. And there, whether it's a family business that becomes very successful and you share in the rewards, not everybody's the same, though. Yeah, I can say that works for me. And I know a lot of people for whom it has worked. That doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And so there have been a lot of people who criticize the people who work at McDonald's and Burger King and Pizza Hut and wherever else to try to get them to get a living wage. I don't blame them for trying to better their lot at all. That's what America is all about. But if you think that if the, first of all, the wages aren't going to go to $15 an hour. And if you thought you were going to hold that job after the pay was increased from $8 an hour to $15 an hour, or even $12 an hour, most of you are kidding yourself, because you're not going to hold on to those jobs. People who have other jobs that they don't like, maybe make a buck or two less than $15 an hour, come over, and they'll muscle you out of those jobs. But anyway, that's just my sense of what happened last week. I thought it was just what went on last Thursday was sort of a show, and I don't even know who the beneficiaries were. Ken Kessler is here with me. Jennifer is still in Hawaii. I thought she was coming back today, but I'm always the last to know, as long as she's having a good time. She posted that on her Facebook page, Kenny, the picture?
Yeah.
And her father?
Yeah.
All right. So if you follow Jennifer and her own Facebook page, you can see a picture of her in Hawaii that was posted a few hours ago. So obviously she's still there. But I'm thinking she'll be back tomorrow. That's my overwhelming sense of the reality. Good place to go, do a little work, have fun for the money. You also ought to find a way, no matter what your age, there are more and more people who stay alert and alive by working. That's the way, in my book, that you stay alive and healthy. I have no intention of ever stopping work. Unless I'm incapacitated and I can't, just keep going. Because that's what keeps me healthy spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Everybody's different. Some people don't like what they've done. My suggestion is you find something that you like and pursue it. And whatever it may be, whatever your call is, help yourself. That would be... So we get involved in all of these protests. And I mean, when I say we get involved, people are talking about them. And so it was good. I thought it was productive. I think any of these things are productive. Did we ever have much on Facebook.com or Twitter at Good Day Show with the fast food workers in mind? Anybody of our listeners go out of their way to comment on that stuff, Kenny?
We have a few comments. Ty says, $15 an hour for a fast food worker, are they crazy? His first career job out of college was $15.50 an hour. Fast food should not be a career, he says.
Well, unless you get into the management track, maybe. Anything else?
Yeah, Cameron says fire them all. And Amy says, you know what will happen if the fast food workers go on strike for a long time? Americans lose 20 pounds.
There we go. Hadn't thought about it that way at all, but there you go. Yes. 888-302-3684. All right. So the fast food strike coupled with Labor Day. Peter McGuire, the president of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners and a leader of the Knights of Labor, suggested a holiday celebrating and honoring labor to the Central Labor Union of New York City. And that's how this all got started, by the way. There was a parade. Are there still Labor Day parades anywhere? If there are, I sure as heck don't know where they are.
I don't even remember the last time I heard of one.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Later Labor Day holiday legislative enactments occurred first in Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, then Connecticut, Nebraska, Pennsylvania. So by 1894, there were enough states adopting a holiday so that it became holiday that it is. Back in, 1894 is the first Monday of September. All right. So that's the story of today. Labor Day is a holiday. Good Day Crew is here. Happy to be live and taking your calls and your input. It's email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Kenny at DougStephan.com. Richie, I'm sure, join us later on. The first thing that comes into people's minds as we get into the month of September is the autumnal equinox, i.e., we go into fall, September 22nd this year. How have you done so far this year? How are you doing in terms of your life, your pursuits, your loves, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, materially? Are you better off now than you were at the beginning of the summer, beginning of the year, a year ago at this point in time? Your dreams. I think today is a good day for dreamers, frankly. I'm a dreamer, and I encourage people to dream, not daydream, but think about your dreams. And if you don't have, maybe it goes back to the discussion of what you do for work. But I think it's so much broader than that because, well, I suppose maybe if you have something really good going on. I feel like what I do on the Good Day program with so many of you is an emotional high. There are no bounds on emotional expression here whatsoever. I'm certainly able and encourage everybody, including myself, to express yourself emotionally. Certainly you use the best powers that God has given you in your brain to express yourself. if you have a strong belief in God or a spirit, maybe that's something else that you ought to think about as you give thanks. I believe that all of us ought to start the day giving thanks for the blessings that you have in your life. Think about it. The people in your life. Think about, if you want to, the material that's in your life. Think about what you've done in terms of making a living, what you're contributing to society now, and do you encourage others to have a strong spirit? I think if you have those things going for you, it goes a long way to making your day a better day. It can be a good day. It can be a great day. Somebody has told me that they think I ought to change the name of this program instead of the Good Day program to the Great Day program. I haven't spent a lot of money on promotion, but maybe... Well, I think we hold that thought. Kevin, your job is to make it a great day. Kenny, your job is to make it a great day. My job is to make it a great day. And so... And that's maybe the approach that I will take as far as I can, as well as I can. And I think that's the best you can have. Doing things that are really good or great, that help other people, that's a cool thing. All right, so anyway, we've got 16 past the hour, and this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with lots of thoughts about Labor Day, lots of thoughts about a number of different things, including how you're looking. Are you up and at it? Are you going to go to work today? Are you bothered by the look of puffiness and bagginess in your eyes, under your eyes? There's new technology and a new product to go along with the new technology. Product is called GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L. It is really powerful. It's a clinical-grade serum that you apply to your eyes, lower eyes, the puffiness, the bags that are there. And in 12 hours, you won't believe the dramatic change and big improvements. If you start using this and over a two-week period are consistent with it, you'll not believe the results. That's what the folks at GenuCell say. 8 extra ingredients are contained in this product to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. They use a patented plant serum cell technology to improve longevity. And the result? Brilliant. You'll look brilliant. You'll feel good. So many of the things that we talk about on the program, you know, we're always interested in cleaning up your teeth, and then there's the Provia for your hair, and now we get something for your eyes. We're doing a pretty good job of making people over here, it seems to me. Why not take advantage of it? Call to try GenuCell risk-free by dialing 800-543-9262. And yeah, they're operating standing by. It doesn't make a difference what day it is. Help yourself to 800-543-9262 and help yourself to a much better looking face. The puffiness and bags under your eyes will be gone. Say goodbye. If you call right away, you'll get the legendary Esthetique Face Cream, a jar of that, along with your jar of GenuCell. It comes along free. The best skin care, GenuCell. Risk-free trial, 800-543-9262.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
You've had 60 some odd years to prepare for this moment. 60 some odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
A lot of difference in the MDA telethon from the good old days. Jerry Lewis, I don't even know if good old days is the right reference, but they've raised about, what, Kenny, $54 million with a two-hour...
54.7, yeah.
Okay, a two-hour telethon. Went for ABC, actually, the network that's home to now Ryan Seacrest, the ever available, ever present, always around. That's some good show. Stoppers. The Backstreet Boys opened up the show. I watched a little bit of it. I'm finding myself watching very little television lately and doing a lot more reading. But I did watch Unforgettable because I like Poppy Montgomery and I like that show. It's a CBS Sunday night show. And so I was going back and forth just to watch the telethon a little bit and see who was there. Much better, slicker production. It's, yeah, kind of what you'd expect from a big-time show. And, you know, one of the things, continuing to give people the opportunity to give. But it isn't like what they used to go 24 hours, didn't they, when Ed and Jerry were doing it? I think
it was all weekend long, yeah.
Yeah, right. And they were raising almost as much money now in 2 hours as they did then. 21 at the hour on Labor Day on Good Day.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 609-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Song from the Pretenders.
That's on the chain gang.
Yeah. More or less the same philosophy, right? Same spirit.
Circumstance behind
control. Two good pop songs from different pop eras. But the message is clear. If you are in a job where you feel like you're in a chain gang, my heavens, do what you can to change that reality. One of the things that's most unpleasant about reporting to you the events of the past couple of days is reporting on the death of David Frost. I thought we'd play this clip, actually. Evan, see if you can get the David Muir conversation about David Frost. And I just think the guy was a superb interviewer. So let's sort of flashback a little bit regarding David Frost.
A famous journalist has died, and he was well known here in America as well because of the nearly 30 hours he spent sitting across from an American president, grilling Richard Nixon.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
By his own assessment, David Frost interviewed 10,000 people, athletes, entertainers, world leaders, and most famously, an American president.
So that is obstruction of justice.
Now, just a moment.
Period.
That's your conclusion.
It is.
But now let's look at the facts.
Those interviews with Richard Nixon were what made David Frost famous worldwide. For 29 hours, facing off in front of the cameras after Nixon left office.
The president can decide that it's in the best interest of the nation or something and do something illegal.
Means that it is not illegal.
With Frost, Nixon came very close to apologizing to the American people.
I let the American people down. And I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life. My political political life is over.
45 million watched. The interview so dramatic.
One, you could get $1 million and you could get it in cash.
It was turned into a 2008 Hollywood movie, Frost Nixon.
One, you could get $1 million and you could get it in cash. I know where it could be gotten. Two, your major guy to keep under control is Hunt.
Clearly, let me just stop you now right there, because you're quoting me out of context, out of order, and I might add, I have participated in all these interviews without a single note in front of me.
Well, it is your life, Mr. President.
David Frost was also a pioneer in satire, poking fun at the news long before SNL or Jon Stewart, hosting programs in England, Australia, even here in the U.S. In right here on Good Morning America.
Good Morning America indeed. I'm David Frost with Joan London.
Yeah, David Hartman is off today.
And though he sat in our studio, it was that other moment in that chair across from Richard Nixon that he'll be most remembered for around the world.
Frost never stopped working. In fact, he was scheduled to interview Britain's Prime Minister just this week.
David Frost, passing at the age of 74 of a heart attack, certainly a very young age to be exiting stage left.
God is not mad at you. It's the Joyce Meyer Radio Minute, a daily minute program to help you experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living. Here's New York Times bestselling author, Joyce Meyer.
Don't make the mistake of spending your life believing that God is mad at you when the forgiveness you need is available at all times. Speak freely with God about your sins. He already knows all about them, but bringing them out into the open and letting nothing remain hidden between you and God is very liberating to you. It's awesome to realize that we can talk freely to God about absolutely anything and that He understands and does not judge us. That doesn't mean that He approves of sinful behavior. Always remember that God is quick to forgive when you ask Him to. He loves you and He's not mad at you.
For more information and insight on how you can experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. God is Not Mad at You is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. When Joyce Meyer posted God's Not Mad at You on Facebook a few months ago, she didn't realize that those five words would trigger thousands of posts of gratitude and relief. Her latest book addresses the fears of those who know God loves them but still feel His anger. God is Not Mad at You is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Let's get it started.
Start school tech ready at OfficeMax. Save on the new HP 11.6-inch TouchSmart laptop on sale for just $329.99. This remarkable price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer and
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Foreman, then you'll be aware of his philosophy of feeling happy and healthy. Get yourself into a terrific state today, because life is for laughing, living, loving, no whining, singing, LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. All a part of the routine here. It's September 2nd, 2013. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for the limited, the schedule is the same, limited skeleton crew. Kenny, you don't feel like a skeleton, though, do you? You don't look like a skeleton.
No, not at all. I just had a Clark bar.
Good for you. Or as they say here in New England, clack, bah. And then there's Evan Mantell, who's at the studio controls in Washington. Happy to have him along. And your consideration for what this day is all about is certainly important. 888-302-3684. Email, Facebook, Twitter. Engage yourself as you will. Monday, the Labor Day weekend, last day, weather's been horrible in many parts of the country, awful in New England, where I am. I mean, really awful. The rain poured 2-3 days. We haven't had sun for 4 or 5 days. It reminds me of June. Back again in another couple of days before it gets sunny. So those of us who are farmers, in addition to being broadcasters, I may be the only one that may be one of my unique handles. I am the only person in the country who does a syndicated radio program and also is an active working dairy farmer. Anyway, that's part of what we face as farmers with the only a finite number of days that you can get the work done. And most of us are a month behind, if not more. And this kind of stuff pushes us back even further when it comes to that which is grown and that which needs to be harvested. So anyway, sympathy for those who are working that routine that's out of the street. I would pray for sun today so I can get some work done. I don't know if I'll pray for it anyway. All of us, the collective wisdom is that if we pray, thoughts are things, and that'll change. Can we be powerful enough to change the weather? Wow. Something to work on. The situation in Syria is is that a good way of describing it, Kenny?
That's excellent word choice, yes.
Nothing. There's nothing going on. And it's a lot of huffery and puffery. Mr. Obama has become the president that he said he wouldn't become. That's all. The other reason, then, Kenny and I were talking about this off the air a few minutes ago, how they all are the same. All of these blowhard, BSing bums, they all start, well, this is going to be hope and change. Everything's going to be different. Nothing's different. It's the same old crud. It's just a different face behind the crud. the military-industrial complex has such a hold, such a stranglehold on the machinery of government in our country that we continue. These guys want us to get involved a third war in 11 years in the Middle East where we have no business being in the first place. And every American I talk to says the same thing, whether it's on the air, whether it's in person. Are there a few people who say, well, maybe it's a good idea? Yeah, there are a few who are diehard supporters of Obama, but Obama can't even get comfortable with him. With it. Look at the facial expressions from his White House, what was he on the back lawn or where the heck he was on Friday. He's not comfortable doing this. But somebody's pushing him to do it. But it isn't anybody in the American public that makes any sense. Nobody wants this done. Especially at this point. I mean, what lesson do you teach? How long has it been since the gas went off? 10 days? 2 weeks? Kenny, I don't even remember when it went off.
Yeah, it's been just shy of 2 weeks.
Yeah, all right. So what's the point? 888-302-3684. Labor Day weekend. Most Americans are thinking about winding down their summer holiday. Maybe having a cookout one last time. The nation's teens in their new homeroom with their new teacher. How many of you are thinking about the job market this weekend? If you are thinking about labor on Labor Day, let me tell you, as an American, you've got it better than most of your peers, whether you think you do or you don't. Thinking about the protest last week, those people who wanted to get higher wages. Be happy you're not a recent graduate or a teenager in Paris or in Rio de Janeiro. And these are two progressive countries, Brazil and France. The U.S. unemployment rate is about 16% right now. And that's the number where people have been for many years in the organization, the country that belonged to the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. According to international labor organizations, unemployment around the world is steady to rising. Unemployment among the youth is at 16% here, about 19% in France and in Brazil. And the poorer the country, the more there are who are unemployed, especially younger people without experience doing anything. China. Another place that has shed jobs for robots, technology. So the young people, no matter where, let's see here. Unemployment rates in various parts of the world in general. This is not, I was just sort of off on a toot about young people. In the Middle East, unemployment across the region is about 11 to 12% across the region. Some places, some of these countries like Syria, 40%. Saudi Arabia, 34%. And yet they've got so much money from oil, but they don't figure out how to keep their people working. North across Morocco and Egypt, North African countries, pretty close. Unemployment rate there this year is about 10.9%. If you go to the countries in the European Union, average unemployment 8.7%. If you go to, let's see here, pick another, some of the areas that are closer to the Eastern Bloc countries, unemployment 6.9%, the further east you go. Sub-Saharan Africa, down in basically South Africa, unemployment rate there is 7%. Latin America, average unemployment rate, 6.7%. Caribbean, the same. Let's see, Asia, the unemployment rate in Asia is about 5%. So you see the difference. We even though, what is our unemployment rate now? About 7.8%, Kenny? Is that where we are?
Yeah.
I remember. Then it wasn't. I think it was even just before the 2008 election. Unemployment was about 4.9%. I can remember it being 3.4% at one point in my life. I think when I was in high school, the unemployment rate in this country in the 50s, when I was in elementary school, I don't remember. I can't tell you that I remember. But in the 60s, when we studied it in social studies, it was 3.4%, somewhere around there, or maybe even being less than that. So I think those are relatively important numbers to consider or think about on Labor Day, don't you? The numbers sort of speak for themselves. We are not at all in a great position here. All right, so here's the question. And we post this on Facebook, Kenny, if you'd like.
Okay.
Is it time for us to have a four-day work week so more people can have jobs? 888-302-3684. You think the discussion about a minimum wage gets hot. Wait till you hear the discussion. Now, this is, by the way, a very quietly held belief that a lot of people in government are trying to foster so they can get more people working, more people to vote for them. If the work week were cut to 4 days, it would end the unemployment problem. Unemployment would be back to 4% overnight. Well, I don't know, overnight, how long is it going to take you to implement a four-day work week? And would you now see, in the businesses I'm in, they're pretty much around the clock and around the week. It's not something that changes. Everybody negotiates their own deal, and you work with your own deal. But if you're running a company, let's say you're running a Chrysler plant or a Ford plant or a GM plant or some big business that requires a regular clock and you have a regular job and you show up and you do your job. So if there were to be 4 10-hour work weeks, now the people in Europe have managed this. I think in France, isn't that the way it is now? That there is but it isn't 10-hour work day. I think it's where is there a 36-hour work week? I think it's in France. 36 hours, 8 hours, 4 days a week, that's it. You're done. And you get the same pay as if you're working 40 hours over 5 days. How's that settle with those of you who are trying to run a business? I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. That's where the focus is going to be. There's going to be some kind of legislation to make it a 4-day work week. And I'm betting it'll take place in your lifetime and my lifetime. Easily take place. So what do you think? Is that something you'd support? If you're a worker, probably, yeah, man, I work less and get paid the same. Woohoo! If you're a boss or you're running a company, how do you survive if something like that takes place? 888-302-3684. Thoughts on the 4-day work week here on Labor Day 2013 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says top to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $400 on a 50-inch Panasonic 1080p LED TV. Only $599.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/7/13. See stores at sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska.
You've had 60 some odd years to prepare for this moment. 60 some odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
So we're talking about Labor Day and what has been suggested by many people, more than you can imagine, that there be a four-day work week, Monday through Thursday, for some, or a day off in the week. Staffers having a weekday off would be good for many reasons, according to those who are promoting this. It would give people an extra free day. Parents could be taken to doctor's appointments. They could handle their own doctor appointments, their own special needs. They could go to school and learn new skills. They could learn how to transition into retirement. Let them cut their commutes. That is, driving one less day to work is good for the environment. Puts more money into the system so people can go out. The expectation is there'd be more shopping, more retailing. If you put in 40 hours during 4 days, you'll get full pay and benefits according to some of the plans put forth. You might even keep your benefits by working 30 to 40 hours, although you might take a pay cut. Would you take a pay cut to work less if you kept your benefits the way they are? That's part of this discussion, Kenny. Perhaps as we posted this their question, you can follow up on it by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter with your thoughts. 40 hours, 4 days, no matter how you structure a four-day work week, your job has to get done, though, either by you or somebody else who may be working on that fifth day. I don't see us becoming, we're a Monday through Friday society, depending on what your work is. If it's retail, it's every day. If it's agriculture, it's every day. There are some places, retail, restaurants, that kind of stuff, you're there every day. So this isn't going to affect that world very much, it doesn't seem to me. It will affect banks, I suppose, people who are running offices, businesses. I'm thinking about advertising, that sort of thing. But in general, how would this affect you? That's probably the best way of your analyzing it, whether it be from a work perspective or what you were expected to happen to the rest of society. More traffic on the roads on that fifth day, is that part of it? There's a company called Hourly.com, a site that matches job seekers with employers, suggesting in a post here, well above half of our users are looking for something other than a traditional work week. Are you looking for less than 40 hours a week, or at least less than 5 days a week? And then how long will you be interested in working? The average work week in the Netherlands is 29 hours. In Norway, 33 hours. How do you like them apples? Think about that as you go through your Labor Day holiday. 51 after on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Labor Day, a day off for many, but not quite all of us. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Yes, today marks the traditional end of the summer season, although the first day of autumn doesn't arrive until September 22nd. Some background about Labor Day, which was first celebrated on September 5th, 1882, but became a national holiday after the deaths of scores of railroad workers in the 1894 Pullman strike. President Grover Cleveland tried to reconcile with American workers as they became a potent force in politics. The first Monday in September was chosen for Labor Day as a way of distancing the holiday from International May Day celebrations. This is also a big day, of course, to hit the road. The AAA estimating that 34 million of us are traveling 50 miles or more over the Labor Day holiday. Today's the day when most of us head back home, which means we'll have plenty of company on the road. Law enforcement across the country will continue their patrols, looking for drunk or distracted drivers. Nearly every state is including sobriety checkpoints in its effort to keep the road safe. Over 10,000 people die in alcohol-related crashes every year, according to the latest figures from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And if you need to fill the tank today, let's check that out for you as well.
Okay, fill it up, please.
The latest AAA National Gas Survey shows a gallon of regular at $3.59 as of yesterday. That's up 5 cents a gallon over the past week, but it's better than what we were paying a year ago when a gallon of regular was averaging nearly $3.83. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
It's a day off on Wall Street today for the Labor Day holiday. Stocks ended last week with a loss. The Dow dropping 31 points on Friday, closing the week at 14,810. NASDAQ lost 30 points. S&P fell 5. On the international front, all eyes on Syria, with the White House keeping Congress in the loop. More than 100 members of Congress attended a classified briefing yesterday to learn more about the situation in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry appeared on all the major Sunday political talk shows, armed with new evidence that Syria did use chemical weapons on its own people. Here's Kerry on Fox News Sunday.
Hair and blood samples that have come to us from individuals who are engaged as first responders in East Damascus, I can report to you today they have tested positive for signatures of sarin.
President Obama over the weekend said he will ask Congress to approve military action. And finally, on this Labor Day, no doubt plenty of us will be doing a little bit of this. We're talking about cooking on the grill. Whether it be with gas or charcoal, everything tastes better on the grill. Can't wait to do some barbecuing today. But here's a food safety expert who has some sobering numbers for us to chew on.
There's 48 million people that become ill every year. That's one in six from food poisoning. That results in approximately 128,000 hospitalizations and contributes to 3,000 deaths.
After hearing that, who feels like eating? Brian Ronholm is with the USDA. He says many of us wearing the chef hat at the grill make mistakes.
Nearly two-thirds of people still aren't using a food thermometer regularly to check the temperature of their meat and poultry.
Brian tells us to make sure the internal temperature of our burgers reaches 160 degrees before you pull it off the grill. And Brian, what about leftovers?
Make sure you put your leftovers in the refrigerator, and that's especially important on warm temperature days. If the temperature is 90 degrees or above, it's important that you chill foods within 1 hour. And if it's at room temperature, then you have a little more time. You have 2 hours.
All right, Brian, got it. And for more tips on safe grilling, you can check out foodsafety.gov. Have a nice Labor Day, drive safely, and, of course, eat safely. I'll tell you what, let me head back to the grill here. Check this out. Nope, that burger isn't done yet. Still moving. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.